Okay. Today is Daf Dalet of Masechet Chagiga. We're on Daf Dalet. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Auschwitz family, Le'il Mishmas Moshe Ben Shmuel, whose yahrzeit is today. Shalom Shalom and Aliyah, and the family should only have Simcha. Here we go. We're up to the two dots. Seven lines from the top. Tumtum v'androgynous. A tumtum and an androgynous are potter in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Okay? We're not sure what a tumtum and an androgynous are. An androgynous is someone who we're not sure. And a tumtum is both. So whatever they are, we're not sure if they're a man or a woman. They are potter in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. What the story is with other mitzvah, right? That's a question that ever comes up every time there's a mitzvah, right? Yeah. No, he's not. So we said yesterday that a shota is somebody that you can talk to them and they can have a normal conversation. Not people that are in a mental hospital that they think they're Clark Kent and they think they're Napoleon. Not talking about that. That's not a shota. That's for sure. That's for sure someone. You don't need the Gemara for that. Right. They're regular people. They sit in shul with you, or they talk to you, and they have a job, but they do these very strange things that mean they have no das. Even though they can have a conversation. You meet people like that. You have a conversation with them, and then, whoa, they go off the cliff. Right? So the halachically, they're not chayav mitzvahs. So it's like a thing with a cheresh. A cheresh could be a genius, but there was no way to communicate with them. Halachically, 12-year-old, the Vilna Gaon, who was 12 years old, is smarter than everyone that's been put together. Doesn't matter. He was not chayav mitzvahs. Why? Because halachically, they're considered as a lav bar das.
I'm
going to
say, why do you have to exclude, what's the concept of that? Why do they say spelling out that?
What do you mean, of course? Every time we say, they always come up. Everyone's chayav in this except for the, yeah. Tanar Rabbanan. Zachar, it says the word Zachar. Lahotzi, yes, hanashim. To exclude women. Zichorcha. Lahotzi, to exclude tumtum, the androgynous. To exclude a tumtum and an androgynous. Okay? Amud Beis, it didn't take 5 minutes. The whole Amud Beis is very short. So spend a little time over here. Zachar means to exclude a female, and Zechurcha is to exclude a tumtum and an androgynous. Asks Tosfos in the second Tosfos, the Yerushalmi boy, the Yerushalmi asks the following question. Ma Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the androgynous, what's the story with an androgynous? De Mashmi'inan Lei, Dematir Mechal in a love Shabbos. The case was somebody was born. We're not sure if it's a we're not sure if it's an androgynous. We're not sure what it is. Yet there's a milah there, and the eighth day falls out on Shabbos. So you do the bris milah or not? Exactly, the doch Shabbos or not? So if it's a weekday, what do you have to lose? You're nothing to lose. What about Shabbos? So Rabbi Yehuda Paskin. By the way, it's the same Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who it said, Rabbi Yehuda said, right, what did Rabbi Yehuda say over here? No, nothing. Rabbi Yehuda's not in our Mishnah. Right? I'm sorry, he's not in our Mishnah. So they asked him, what's the story with the tumta, an androgynous, being Mechal Shabbos, do the Mila on Shabbos? Nishma'ina min hada. Let's bring a raya from our story. The Gemara there in Yerushalayim brings a raya from us. Why? It says, by us, Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai b'shem Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af asuma, also asuma's potter in mitzvahs, in Re'iyah, right? Now, Rabbi Yehuda can't say, we have a whole list of people whose potter for mitzvahs, in this list. Cher, Shota, the cotton, Droginus, a tumtum. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, and also asuma. So obviously he agrees that an androgynous is potter. By saying also, he agrees to the first stuff, correct? Says Tosfos, B'shem Yehuda Omer Af Asuma, also a blind man. V'les Barnash, no person, Omar would say, Af, nobody would say also, Ele, Dahave Moda Al-Kamait Al-Kidamait, unless he's agreeing to the first part. So Rabbi Yehuda, the same Rabbi Yehuda says, Androgynous is Potter in Re'iyah, so why on earth would he allow a meal to be done on Shabbos? Why? So he answered, told us his answer, I'll tell you why. Because the Muki time with the husband Gabi Shabbos, the Darish Zachar. Right? Because we Darish, so the answer is like this. Umi Moki, time with the husband, why over there do we yes do the Milan Shabbos? Because the husband Gabi Shabbos, Darish Zachar, Matamud Lomar Orel. It says they're Orel on Zachar. What's the reason? Afilu Mixas Orel. Even Zachar means even a little bit of a Zachar. So you have a little bit of a Zachar? We Machal Shabbos for you. I'm not sure what you are. It doesn't matter. We Machal Shabbos for you. Right? Bahacha, it says Kol Zachorcha. Prat L'tumtum V'Androgynous. Not a Tumtum and Androgynous. There it says Zachar, even a little bit of a Zachar. Here it says Zachorcha, the extra Chaf. Is mamayet, not an androgynous. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Kol zechorcha. It says kol zechorcha. L'rapa says a ketana. To include children. Ketana. Oh, my mind. 1 second. There's two problems with this. Think about it. Why does the Gemara, why does the Torah have to exclude women from a pasuk? It says zachar, not women. It's a mitzvah that says it's about grammar, right? It's only on yontif. Amar Mar, 1 second. And then the second question was, well, the Torah requires you to bring Ketanim? That's a funny thing. So Amar Mar, Zachar Lahoti Atanashim. Lamali Kra, Mithli, Mitzvah Zesha Zman Gramahu. It's Mitzvah Zesha Zman Gramahu, Vachal Mitzvah Zesha Zman Gramahu, Peturos. So why would it have a special limit? So the question will tell you why. Itzra, Sagada Zachamina, I would have thought, Nelev Re'ia Re'ia Mihakel. Make a Gzerah Shava. Re'ia, from Hakel. Ma lahal anashim chayavos, just like by Hakel, women are chayiv. It's an exception to the Zman Grama. Hakel. Why? Torah said. There are three exceptions. Hakel, matzah, and then maybe, matzah, yes, and then what about the stuff that comes with matzah? Like people see as Mitzrayim, and Mara, that's all discussion. And the third is Shabbos. Right? Those are the three exceptions. Sukkah, they want to, they can. Luluf, they want to, it's lovely. Shofar, it's lovely. It's not a chiyuv. Right? I don't want to put them down. They get a mitzvah if they come. But it's not a chiyuv. Why? Because it's a mitzvah station around grammar. Except for those three. So I would have thought, well, we'll make a gzera shava from Hakel to Re'ia. Hakel is one of the exceptions. Why does Torah want women to come? Because it's about learning Torah, they have to come. So maybe the same thing with Re'ia. Afka Adashim Chayavos. Kamash Malan, that's why I have the word Zachar. There's no such as Gzeresh Ava, only men.
By Shofar, everyone's
really,
really
mad.
Women are really
mad
more than
others. Because it is Yom Adin. Yeah. It's Yom Adin. Sukkot is 2 weeks later. They're not to the same level as Shofar.
No.
Because you know why? Because it has nothing to do. Because it's not with Shul. Lulav is outside of Shul. You can check a Lulav in your living room.
Yeah.
So it loses Hashivas. Woman says, I gotta get to Shul, I gotta hear Shofar. Has much more of an impetus. Yeah. Well, why not? Amar Mar, we learned before. 1 second. The second thing was that it was a Zechorcha, Lahoti Tumtum Androgynous. A bit Shlom Androgynous. I understand Androgynous. Itzrich, Sokhat at the Chamina. I would have thought, however, it's late Tzad Zachros. They're a little bit men. They have a little bit of a Dach of a Zachar. Lechayav, Kamash Malan. The Beri Bifnei Atmehu. No, so you see from here, there are Beri Bifnei Atmehu. It doesn't mean that there are three types of mankind. Men, women, and androgynous. That's not what it means. It means halachically. Halachically, there's a third, we don't know what it is. It's its own category. It's its own category. It's not a third type of human being. El tumtum sveikuhu. 1 second, but a tumtum is a suffix. An androgynous is not a suffix. It's another thing. But a tumtum is a suffix. So me itzrich kral mutei sveika. I need a pasuk to be mamaye the suffix. Says Rashi, fitmiya lamali kra. Listen to this Rashi, lamali kra. Why do I need a pasuk? Mehechatesi lan dechayuva. Who made you chayiv? I want to think the chayiv. Ask the Turi Yasin. 1 second. Don't we have a rule called suffix da'araisa lachumra? I have a suffix. Do I have to go to Re'ia or not? Maybe I don't have to go. Maybe I'm a woman. What do you mean? Maybe you're a woman to go. Right? Don't we have a rule, suffix, d'oraisa, l'chumra? So the Turi Eben says, this is a big discussion, one of the proofs that suffix, d'oraisa, l'chumra is only a din d'rabbanan. Minat Torah, the Torah doesn't require you to do a mitzvah if you have a suffix. Minat Torah, the Torah only wants vaday. If you're certain, got to do it, and if not, not. No wishy-washy. The Rabbanan came along. Well, if it's a safek, you might as well do it. If it's a din d'oraisa. You hear that? Correct. Correct. What? That doesn't come up here. The regular man. Yeah. We can't have children. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, no, we're not talking about a normal tumtum. We're talking about kishabetzav bachot. Somehow his private parts are exposed. I'm not going to show what that means. But the bottom line is that then we know he's a zachar. We know he's a zachar. That's for sure he's a zachar. That's not even a suffix anymore. Right? That's why. But he's not really a zachar, right? I would have thought he's a zachar. Why? Because his privates are exposed and it's male privates. Right. So I would have thought that's not even a tumtum. That's a zachar. No, I need a pasuk to tell me that such a person is pater. Why? Because he's really a tumtum. I'm not sure what that is. Well, exactly. But you could say, well, the Simone Ish are so prominent, let them go. No, the Torah says no. Now the third vort there was Amar Mar, Kol Zechurcha. It says Kol Zechurcha. Right, what does Kol Zechurcha mean? Lorabos es akatanim, including to katanim. Says the Gemara. One minute. Vatnan chutz bicherish shows of a cotton. What do you mean? A cotton is not chayif to go riyah. How can the Torah tell me, including a cotton? Amar Baya lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Kan bekatan shegiel lechinuch. Kan bekatan shelo egiel lechinuch. It depends. Are they chinuch age or not? If they're chinuch age, so what if they're not chinuch age? They're potter. What if they are chinuch age? The chayif from the Torah. The Torah said that kol zechurcha includes a cotton. So a 10-year-old boy who's of age of chinuch, he knows what the base of mikdash is. He knows what riyah is. He's chayif from the Torah level. Is that possible? So that's built into the question. Katan shigia lechinuch, they're rabbanon he. It's a din derabbanon. Chinuch is a din derabbanon. Who's the chinuch on? Most say it's on the parent. The kid can say, I'm not putting on the tefillin. I'm not putting on the tefillin 2 days before. I don't have to. The father has a din to train the son that when he becomes a mitzvah, he knows how to do mitzvah. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ein hachinami. Ein hachinami. You're right. A boy doing a child, a girl also doing a mitzvah is only chinuch, is only derabbanan. Ukra asmachta ba'alma, it's just an asmachta, it's pasuk. It doesn't teach anything on a daraisa level. Ella kra lama asa, lamai asa. So what does the pasuk teach? What does it teach? It doesn't teach children because that's only a derabbanan. So what does it teach? So look at the acherim. It teaches the vart of the acherim. The tanya acherim omrim hamakmit. Somebody who. He has some job. What does machmit mean? He cleans the urinals?
Oh, yeah.
The dog urinals. Vamatarev, or what is that? Sorry. A tanner? I'm sorry. Vamatarev, the choshes, spelt copper, varbursi, a tanner, patur minariya. All these people are pata from Iya. Why? What's wrong with them? So he said, because they smell. Shenemar, because it says, Bishop Shenemar, it says, kol zechorcha. Every male, which means Misha Yachol La'alos Im Kol Zechorcha. You could be with all the males without repulsing them. Yatza Eluk, excluded are these, She'en and Ru'uyin La'alos Im Kol Zechorcha. They can't be with other people because they're too foul smelling. Next.
It's not appearance.
I think one of the Rishonim says, even if they take a shower, it won't help. It's not getting the smell out after one shower. It's going to take a lot of showers.
Weird thing. So
it's a special patur. Nashim va'avadim she'enon mishukvarin. Nashim and avadim that are not mishukvar. Bishloma nashim kidamaran. I understand women are excluded. Women are excluded. We said already. Zachar, not women. El avadim minolan. How do we know avadim are excluded? How do you know? So the Gemara says, Amar Huna, Amar Kra. It says, El Pnei Odon Hashem. Where do you go? You go to the Master Hashem. That means, Mi She'en Lo Ela Odon Echad. Only if someone has one master. Meaning, free people. Yatza Zu, an evidence excluded. She'esh Lo Odon Acher. He has another master. Who's his master? The guy who's his master. Halom Alikra. 1 second, says the Gemara. What are the Pasuk for? Michti, let's see. Kol Mitzvah She'isha Chayeves Ba. Any mitzvah that a woman has to do, Eved Chayeva, an Eved also has to do. Kol mitzvah she'eini shechayeves ba, any mitzvah that a woman doesn't have to do, ain Eved Chayeva, an Eved doesn't have to do. The Gamar, La la me'isha. It's a gzeira shava. We all know this. We all know that women, that avadim kananim, have mitzvahs like a woman. So if a woman doesn't have to go to Re'iyah, neither does an eved. Okay? Now, what's the law la me'isha? It says by a woman, you want to give her a divorce. It says, v'kasav la, sefer kritzah. You write for her a bill of divorce. Right? And it says by a chatzi eved, chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chorin, it says, o chupasa lo nitan la. The law over there. There's a strange case over there. A man has relations with a woman who's half free, half shivcha. And it says the word la, gzereshava. Okay? Now, hold off for 1 second. So the Gemara answers, so what do we need a pasuk for? What did that from an Isha? So the Gemara answers, no. Amar Avina, lo nitzricha, you know what the pasuk of Adon is teaching us? That Ella lemi shechetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin. Somebody who's a chatzi eved and a chatzi ben chorin, so that person, right?
He has two masters, I guess, right?
Right, he has two masters. For such a person, I need the pasuk of Adon. Such a person's also pasuk. Okay? Dekanami, I'll prove that's true. Diktani, Nashim, Va'avadim, She'enon Mishukhwarin. It says Nashim and Avadim that are not free are Potter. So my She'enon Mishukhwarin. What does it mean they're not free? Ilem She'enon Mishukhwarin Klal. They're not free at all. So listen to Avadim Stam. So just say they're Avadim. Why do you have to say they're not free? Ella must mean Lav She'enon Mishukhwarin Lagamri. It doesn't mean they're not totally not free. Umayin Niyu. What does that mean? Mishachetzu Eved Vachetzu Bin Chorin. It means they're half and half. Shma Mina. That an Eved Stam. I don't need a Leman. I learned them out from women. What do I need a Leman for? Someone who's half and half. Ask the Ture Evan a brilliant question. Yeah?
How can you have a situation here?
Correct. The Tosfos is going to answer that question in a minute. So before we get to that, what we're going to say, it's before the forcing. That's what we're going to say. No, we're going to see that in a minute. Tosfos says before we get to Tosfos, Turi Evan has an unbelievable question. We just had a Gzeira Shava of La. Where's one La? One La is by, you want to give a woman a get. Where's the other La? The other La is by a case of a half and half. You hear? The case is that the person's half free, half slave, a female, right? Half a female. And what's the story? Beat him like a woman. How can the Gemara say, I need another limud now to tell me that someone's half and half, because I would have thought that someone's half and half is not like a woman. So I need another limud. But the makar, the whole place you learn it out from is a case of half and half. You hear that, Kasha? You need to be the Turi Evan. There's such a smart Kasha like that. Right? So he says like this. I would have thought, it's a difficult answer. I would have thought women are not chayav, that avadim are not chayav mitzvahs at all. They're goyim. So why are they chayav in any mitzvahs? Think about that. You buy an eved in the market, you take him, he's a Kanani, he's a total goy. He comes into your house, he has to keep mitzvahs like a woman. Alright, he doesn't have to be a chauffeur, right? But what else is he has to do everything else. Pretty much everything. Women do everything. What don't they do? A few things. They don't do kiddush levana. They don't, right? A few things they don't do, women. No.
A guy.
You bring him into your house, he now becomes an Eved Kanani. He was a total guy. Now he's an Eved, now he's like a woman. So we know what women, what difference do men and women? Very few differences. All right, they don't put tzitzis and tefillin, they don't do. What else? Very few things. Shabbos exactly the same. Yom Tov is exactly the same. They're pretty much Jewish. All right, there's a few things out there. Right? So, right, maybe Sefirah Omer, they don't have to count, maybe. A few things. I mean, so where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? Think about it, where'd that come from? I would have thought they don't have to do anything. So he says like this in Turi Evan, such a chachma. La la ma'isha is only, really, the real limud is only for a female. a shifcha, a female. Then I have a kal v'chomer. Well, in Judaism, women are not more than men. Right? Women are more machmer than men. They don't have more mitzvahs than men. The other way around. Women are not. So too, when it comes to avadim, you can't have a male slave less than a female slave. That can't be. You have to have a male slave at least as much as a female, because in Judaism it's that way. So here it also has to be that way. Right? You have an eved. The makar in a chanan, and the makar was learned from a female. But anyway, women are pater ri'iyah. So who's left? The kal v'chomer. Well, if a female is pater in this mitzvah, because she's like a man, because it's gzeir shava, la ma'isha, and we're only talking about women, what about the male slaves? The male slaves come under, because it's a kal v'chomer, you can't have women more than men, because in Judaism you don't have that. So now that I would have thought, now the funny case that you have a male who's half and half. What sort of male is half and half? Comes along the pasuk, he's also potter. You hear all that? So interesting. Now Tosfos asked your question. Your question was that he has to be freed. So Tosfos said something fascinating. He says Mr. Schiffer said, even if you didn't get around to freeing him yet, he'll do it later. You're busy now. He has to go. Why? Because he's all made to be freed. And Tosfos says that there's another case in Shas where it was also a case like that, and we said he's not free. So Tosfos says this is because the person died. So if he died, you're not going to get freed now so fast. Right? So it's such a case, the master died. So it was not so clear, but here it's all made, and therefore, even though you're not free yet, I'm going to be free. He didn't get around to it, right? He'll do it. He has to do it. The Bezin's going to force him. But it didn't happen yet. He still has to go, which is interesting. Okay. Next, a chiger, a suma, a chola, and a zakan, right? A lame person, a blind, a sick, someone who's sick, and someone who is a zakan. Tana rabbanan, raglayim. It says regalim. Sorry, regalim. It says regalim. Prat lebalei kavin, to exclude somebody that has a fake foot, like a stump. Davar acher, regalim. Prat lechiger, excludes a chiger, ul chola, ul suma, ul zakan. She'ena yachol lalos beraglav. They really can't walk on the feet. They can, but they need help. They need assistance. A blind man can't walk by himself. He needs assistance. It has to be, all you need is your feet. You don't need any assistance. You don't need a stick. You don't need a dog. You don't need someone to help you. You don't need, you're not elderly. You need someone to help you. You know, not only if you can go by yourself.
So you're putter.
They're putter.
They can go, obviously.
Of course, yeah, they can go.
Unlike the guy who smells, he shouldn't go. Did he go?
No, he probably shouldn't go. That's a good point. Then we said, "V'she'eni yachol alz bregal asuyimai." What does that come to include? Someone who can't go. Who else is left? Amar Abaya lasuy to include mifanki, a fancy person, a mafunak. What does that mean? Says Rashi, "She'ein holchin v'lo mino." He doesn't go without shoes. I'm not taking off my shoes to go to the temple. I'm not doing that, right? The ein adam nichlas lahar bayis b'minalo. He can't go into the base of it with his shoes on. In other words, such a person, then don't come. What do you mean? Really? Yeah, in the base of the Mikdash? Yeah. So would you. Tana. Ha'arel. What? He's not taking off his shoes. So then you know what? Then stay home. Yeah, he's a mafunik.
What does that mean? So someone says
the halacha is like, take shoes.
What?
I don't like it, but I'll do it.
So he's not going to do it.
He's not going to do it.
Because you know how people that God doesn't really care if I leave on my shoes. 99% take off. I can leave my shoes on. He knows me. He knows what I'm all about. He doesn't mind. You hear that all the time.
Yeah, so why is it
only about this? You have a kasha?
No, because okay, I want to see this guy. It's a little chilly outside. Why don't you be inside?
So then go inside.
Are you exempt?
What?
Then are you exempt because you don't want. Like, well, when's the mufunak?
Half the country does that. They see one bee, they go inside. Doesn't it? Well, God would not want me to sit in a sukkah like this. Right? Everyone does that.
How's the mufunak come to this only doctor by reading you? I mean, you got the mitzvah, you don't have an exemption.
What?
Why is mufunak
It's a good question. It's a good question. It doesn't pass me from wearing tefillin. I'm really uncomfortable. I don't like it. I hear you. It's a good question.
And if that butter, why wouldn't it send the first mention on the list?
We didn't list everybody. We left a lot of people off. We're going to see it out. Here we go. Tana, Ha'arel, someone who doesn't have a Bismillah, Va'tameh, or someone who's Tameh, Peturim and Ari'iyah. Now, Bishlama Tameh, Dikhtev, Abbasim, Shama, Vesim, Shama. You have to be able to go there. Kol She'eshna Bibiya, Yeshna Ba'avah. If you can go, you bring a carbon. Yeshe'echol She'ena Bibiya, if you can't go, Ena Ba'avah. Don't bring a carbon. Ela Arl Minolim, why can't an Arl go?
An Arl can't bring a carbon anyway.
What?
Why can't he send anyway. It?
But why can't he go? So you're justified by a Tameh, well, if you can't bring a carbon, what? But what do we know? Where do we know that by an Arl? Maybe he could go. He's put from a carbon.
Because the Rashi is being seen.
So why can't an Arl? What's an Arl? Guy doesn't have a bris mila. Why can't he go? So the Gemara says, Arl, El Arl, no. What's wrong with an Arl? Ha'amani, Rabbi Akivahi, the Marabi La Arl Kitame, because he compares an Arl to a Tameh. They're the same thing, same category. The Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ish, it says Ish, L'rabos Esa Arl. That the Rashi says, Shehu Kitame, Shelo Yochal Truma Im Kohenhu. Just like a Tameh can't eat Truma, an Arl can't eat Truma. What's an Arl? Like, his whole life is like that. Doesn't have a Bris Mila. It's just like a Tameh.
I feel bad for the guy who cannot
be cannibalist.
A lot of people who family died.
I know, Rashi says that here. RL, no, Rashi, Yisrael, Shemeso Achav Machmas Mila. Rashi says it right here. His brother died because of Mila, so he's not going to get annoyed.
They're afraid
to give it to him. What? Said Shemeso Achav, his brother, Machmas Mila. He has two brothers that died because of Mila. So what can I tell you?
Such a friend.
What? He's like a tummy. I don't know, it's difficult. According to Rashi, it's difficult.
But he brings a chagiga. And Shabbat Simcha, he can't be a real. Right? He brings a chagiga.
So the...
He's an onus, though.
Well, he might be an onus.
He's an onus.
So is a mamzer.
Why do you mean?
A mamzer is an onus?
Yeah, but a mamzer is chai in every mitzvah.
Even worse, he can't even come to a kahal Hashem.
You have two brothers that died. If you have the status of a
Shash,
then
something
that's going to die too.
Right.
So you're an
army. Something in the family, the two brothers that gave him Bris Mila, they died. He's not going to get a Bris Mila. They're going to die. Yeah. It's not hard vayavar. But he becomes an Arl. He's classified as halachically as an Arl. You know what that means? He can't do Riyah. Can he come to the base of Israel on Stam a day? That's a good question.
He's going to come,
he cannot.
Probably not.
So if you tell me he's like an Arl, he also cannot. What? Yeah, but somebody wants to show up. They want to go. They want to take a tour. They want to go on a tour of the Beis HaMikdash.
No.
Right? So can he? A Tameh cannot. What about an Arl? It's a good question. It seems to me he cannot.
Right.
You can't eat Truma.
He just compared it to a Tameh.
I know. So I'm saying, do we take that comparison all the way to every single thing? I don't know. It seems yes. I don't know. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Tameh. Potter min Ari'iyah, Dechsev, Ha'obasa Shama, Va'avesim Shama. You can go there and you bring your carbon with you. Kal She'eshna Babiya, Yeshna Ba'avah. If you can go, you bring a carbon. Kal She'ena Babiya, Ena Ba'avah. If you can't go, you don't bring a carbon. What about tending it with someone else? I can't bring a carbon because I'm a Tomei. If someone passed away, I went to the Levaya, I'm Tomei now for 7 days. Ah, Rabbi Yochanan Bad Dahavai Omer, Yishon Rabbi Yehuda, Suma Ba'achas Ne'ena Potter min Ari'iyah. If you're blind in one eye, you're also Potter. Same story. Why? We did this already. Shinemar, Yira, 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 Eh, Kedarach, Shabal, Liros, though you come to see, Kachbal, Liros, so Hashem comes to see you. Hashem has two eyes, Kaviyachal, in Shlemus, you also have to be Shlemus. Ma, Bal, Liros, Bishteinav, Af, Liros, Bishteinav. They come with two eyes, you have to also come with two eyes. Ravuna, Kimat, Lahai, Kra, Yira, Yira, Bachi. When he got to this Pasuk, he would cry. Why would he cry? Amar, he said, Eved Shirabo Metapolo Liroso, an Eved, that the master can't wait to see his servant. He can't wait. Yisrachek Mimenu. He distances himself. Meaning, Hashem can't wait for us to come. And we distance ourselves from him. Right? How do we distance ourselves? We don't keep the Torah. Dechsev, Kisavo Liros Ponai, Mi Bike Shos Bielke Bromos Chaterai. Right? There's a Pasuk. Hashem is not so interested. So it's like a knock on Klai Yisrael. He used to read that he would cry. Hashem's waiting for us to be all the regel, and we don't even come. Rav Huna, Kimati Lahai Krabachi. The following passage he would cry. Zavach to Shlomim v'achal to Sham. Same story. You bring the kapanos, you eat them there. Evan, shrapa matapa lechol al shulchano. The master is waiting for you to come sit by him at the table. Yisrachik mimenu. And you distance yourself. The chsiv, it says, lamali rov zvokhechem yom Hashem. Hashem says, what do I need your kapanos for? What do we need you for? Rabbi Elazar, that the whole daf is going to be like this. Rabbi Elazar, ki mati lahai kra bachi. When he got to this pasuk, he would cry. The brothers had nothing to say back to Yosef. They were dumbfounded. They had nothing to say back to Yosef when he told them he's really Yosef. She said, the brother gives you Musar. My brother gives me Musar. I tell him to mind his own business, right? Brother gave me Musar. Right? How much more so? Rabbi Elazar, when he got to this pasuk, he cried. It says that when Shaul was going to fight the Pelishtim, so he was afraid. So the Urim Tumim wouldn't answer him. The Melech, the Navi wouldn't answer him. So what did he do? He went to a witch, right? That she should, the witch of Endor, it sounds like Endor is like the moon from Star Wars. That's not what it is. Endor, right? He went to the moon over there, and what happened? They brought Shmuel back from the dead. And it says, V'yomer Shmuel al Shaul. Shmuel's got Lama, he got Tani. La lo si osi. What'd you do to me? What are you bothering me? I mean, the old Amish, what are you bothering me for? Right? Now, Umash Shmuel HaTzadeh. Hayim Yisyarim and Adin. Shmuel was afraid from Din. Anu, Alachas Kama V'Kama. So for sure us, how do you know Shmuel was afraid from Din? So now the Gemara explains. Shmuel, Maihi, where'd that come from? He said, what'd you bother me for? How do you know he's afraid of Din? Because the Tzim, it says, V'tomar Isha, the woman said, the witch said, El Shaul, Elokim, is that Elokim? Yeah, no. Yeah, but Elohim, Ra'isi Olim, I see two, it's really Elohim, it means the great people. Ra'isi Olim, I see two people coming up. I see Olim, such a Shmuel, someone else here also in the room. Olim is Trey Mashma, Chad Shmuel, who's the other, the Idach, who's the other one? The other Shmuel, I say Moshe Badei. Shmuel brought Moshe along with him. Shmuel saw he was being summoned. I guess the power of the witch, he couldn't stop it. But he brought Moshe also. Why? Amrali, he said, Dilma Chas V'Shalom L'Dina Mitzvina. Maybe they're taking me to Din. So Kum, but the Hadai, I'm going to go, the Lekha Milsa, the Kasevas Barai, the Loki Amta. I want Moshe to testify. There's nothing written in his Torah that I didn't keep. So what do you see? He was afraid of Din.
So this is second Din.
Second Din. Shmuel's afraid of it, so for sure us. Reb Ami, Kimati Lahai Kwa Abachi. It says, Yitin Ba'afar Pihu, Ula yesh tikva, right? You do tshuva. Amar kulai haivu ulai. You do all that only maybe. Maybe you'll get spared. Maybe that's pretty depressing. Rav Ami kibati lahaikra bach. It says bikshu tadik, bikshu anava, a tadik. You're an anav. Ulai tistaru bayom af Hashem. Maybe you'll get spared when Hashem's anger. So amar kulai haivu ulai. Maybe. Rav Ashi kibati lahaikra bach. It says sinura. Right? Hate evil, love good, go by judgment, be a judge, be righteous. Ulai, maybe, maybe Hashem will like you. Right? So Amar, kula haivu ulai, maybe? It's very depressing. It says, okay, debating, should we do this Gemara now, or should we'll do it now, we'll start now, and then we'll finish tomorrow. It says, when you got to the father of the human Christ, it's v'yesh nispeh. There is in gathering, meaning there is death below mishpat, without judgment. There is death without judgment. Happens. Amar, miyaka de azza below zmane? What do you mean? Someone dies and not supposed to die before their time? In, yes, kiha de rabibi baravaya. Because rabibi baravaya have a shriach gabei malach hamavis. The malach hamavis used to hang out by Bibi Barabaya's house. Who's Bibi Barabaya? He's an Amora. Amar Lei, now, Amar Lei, who's Amar Lei? The Malach HaMavet says, L'shluche, says to one of his servants, to one of his underlings, Zil, I see li Miriam, Magad L'seir. Go bring me Miriam, the hair maker, the hairdresser. Go bring me her. It's time for her to die. Az Nishaya. Miriam Magadla Sarah Nishaya. Miriam, the one who was busy with the women's hairdos. Az al he went. just underline. I see Le Miriam Megadl Dardiki. He brought Miriam, the kindergarten teacher. Now, Tosfos says this did not happen during the times of Bibi Bar Avaya. This is a story that the Malach HaMavis told Bibi Bar Avaya. Why? What?
Yeah. Conversed with the Malach HaMavis.
Yeah. Look at the bottom Tosfos. Dimisaper. Dimisaper. He's telling over Mashi'ir lo kvar, what already happened. Dahai uvda de Miriam, this story of Miriam, Megadol Nishaya, the hairdresser, Babaya Sheni Hava. It was during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. Dahai sa Imo Shel Ploni. She was the mother of Ploni. Who's Ploni?
Jesus.
Kid'ishya b'Shabbos. Now, if you go to Shabbos on Daf Kuf Dalid, that's the Isha Shabbos Kuf Dalid, there's nothing there. The Gemara was censored. It took it out. It's a censored Gemara. If you want to learn that censored Gemara, maybe tomorrow we'll bring it. It was reinserted. Which is just an unbelievable Tosfos. Right?
If it was reinserted, why did it get reinserted in every edition?
No, you didn't see the name and all of a sudden you're like,
yeah, was Miriam, Megadla.
Yeah.
So that's a crazy, unbelievable Tosfos, no? So fascinating. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to continue. How could that be? The Pasuk says it happens. How could it happen? It's just a strange concept. I'm not sure which one was which. The one that was taken or the one that was supposed to be taken? I don't know. Right. So according to Tosfos, that's how it seems to be. All right, we'll stop here. We didn't finish the story. The story goes on. It's a very philosophically, hashkafically difficult story. Because is it really possible someone could die before their time? Because the Malach HaMavis made a mistake? That whole thing is, how could that be even?
Yeah.
Right? How could that even be? All right, so not such an easy story. Tomorrow, the Gemara will finish it up. Yeah. All right, everyone have a good day.
It's like the movie with the famous actor.